WMFO in Medford, Sky By Here. That was a pretty good song by Tiger Bomb. They just happened to be playing when I came into the studio. But my show starts now. As I said, WMFO in Medford. Happy New Year's, everybody. I'm going to get back to that in a minute. Right now, this is a band called AM Taxi.
Wildest of hearts, and a story that'll tear you apart. She's got her father's eyes and his credit card. Nikki had the wildest of hearts. Living in the town was a drag. The more you struck, the more you sank. She sold her mask while sleeping body bags. Living in the town was a drag. It was trouble ready to begin. Rushed her rising up again. Towards the drag race sunset beneath the power lines. It's cars versus dust tonight before the vampires come alive. And she's screaming, wake up! Is anyone else getting fed up? Holding out for the wishing well to pull us from the wreck. Stand up, stand up. We won't be the faded ones. Another silhouette. Is anyone else getting sick? Time bomb summer night. We were hooked by then to the other side, waiting to ignite. It was trouble ready to begin. We were radiating heat again. Who was the bad ideas at the ATM? There's no chance for recovering. She's screaming, wake up! Is anyone else getting fed up? Holding out for the wishing well.
Yeah, that was AM Taxi with a song called Fed Up. AM Taxi out of the Chicago area. 804, as I said, Happy New Year's. Back in the day, Trish and I would go see a lot of great music on New Year's Eve. We saw Joan Jett. It's probably my most memorable one. We saw Joan Jett at the Paradise. And we also saw Sheila Devine a bunch of times. And we saw a bunch of channel shows. But they all, my memory isn't what it used to be, but I'm pretty sure we saw Stiff Little Fingers there one New Year's Eve. But anyway, we saw a lot of music, and so it's a big part of big part of how we met and all that stuff. But today is a special show because it's my year-end top 10 local releases show. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about, obviously, about these bands that I've picked this year. And it's always, first thing is, it's always tough to, when I pick a CD, it's always tough to pick what track to play because generally I like pretty much all of them. And so, and if you listen to my show enough, then you get to hear quite a bit of these CDs. But I'm going to start off with the Neighborhoods. The Neighborhoods just put a CD out this year, but their last effort, I think prior to this, in 91, they put out a self-titled CD called The Neighborhoods, which was a sort of greatest hits kind of thing. And in 92, they played The Rat for the last time. And in 2010, they put out a Rat. They called it The Last Rat. So it's been a while since they put anything out. I guess 91 would be the latest if you want to throw in the live Rat thing. That was 2010. But first new original music from them. It's been a while, and it's a great CD. It's called Last Known Address. But this is something off of that. I'm going to play, as I said, the top 10, tell a little bit about them all, and the Neighborhoods are going to start this thing off.
Thank you. This is for the malcontents and the years misspent bumming cigarettes off only Vietnam vets. Jimmy and Elizabeth, with all the school they'd missed, couldn't chip in on the 99 cent breakfast. Now, don't you know me? I could have swore you saw me sitting here. This is for the elderly, being in public, no one gives a fuck where they're supposed to be. Gustav, the city cop, got no job. He couldn't seem to figure out the routine. Now, don't you know me? I could have sworn you saw me sitting.
at the top of our lungs. We'll build a fire and a future with a lighter in our time. We'll spend it good because we know it's passing by. Build a fire and a future with a ladder in our time. We'll spend it good because we know it's passing by.
All right, that was Krista Johnson. And this, again, is the top, my personal picks anyway, for the top 10 releases for the year 2019. That was Krista Johnson with the Middle of Nowhere off 100 Restless Thoughts. Chris was nice enough to come in. Last week I wasn't here. It was Christmas Eve, so he took that night off. But the week before that, she came in and we played that entire CD between playing cuts off the CD and her singing. I think she sang three songs live. Middle of Nowhere was one of those that she sang live here in the studio. So obviously, big fan of hers. And this CD harkens back to her acoustic side. She does a lot of touring acoustically and with band. But I guess this is her first acoustic. It's not totally acoustic, but it's pretty acoustic. It's her first acoustic effort, I think you could say. And before that, we had Avoid One Thing with a song called Right Here Where You Left Me, CD by the same name. And Avoid One Thing, I got to be honest, I knew nothing about this band. They were another band that I think had no release in quite a while. And John Lynch, who drums for The Hoods and Avoid One Thing, told me about this show, and it sold out pretty quickly, but I was able to get in, and wow, what a great show that was. Krista Johnson opened up, but Avoid One Thing, I was pretty blown away by them. I love the CD, so that's why they are on this list. And right now I'm going to play something by John Paul Haider International Airport.
Was richer than Donald Trump and recently a divorcee. Yeah. I was working in a store. Who could really ask for more? They even gave me special keys. I was the captain of my dream. Was the
thank you. a public bus. I was richer than Donald.
Your house.
right, before we get back to what I just played, I want to take a minute here to thank Paul, who's also known as Blowfish, and Boston Groupie News. They posted about this particular show, and they post about a lot of my shows, and I want to, again, thank Paul for all he does for the scene as well. He's the he's out at tons of shows, gives these people a ton of press, and he's nice enough to me and the show here, so I want to thank him for that. Played Brad Marino, just heard Brad Marino, who has a solo effort out. Brad and Jeff Palmer, we're going to play in a minute. Brad and Jeff were in The Connection, both on Rumbar. Both these releases come out on Rumbar Records. That was Brad Marino with Extra Credit is the name of the CD. Played a song called Broken Clocks. Before that, we played Stubborn Hearts with Our Hearts Are Turned to 10 Tonight off the Trixie EP. Jen Lombari is the writer for Stubborn Hearts, and she was in a couple months ago now, played a few songs. John Pauhida International Airport with Downtown Freddie Brown off the Bad Pilot. I've been talking to John. I'm trying to get him in, but he has gigs on Tuesday nights a lot, which is strange because that's usually an off night for most people, but I'm hoping to get him in here. Most of these people I've had in are on, you know, Brad actually called up. Brad's from New Hampshire, but he did call in. And right now I'm going to play his sidekick in The Connection, who also has a solo effort out this year. Another great job by him. This is Jeff Palmer.
You get fought. You got to take the Miller Lite. You're gonna be kicked by the end of
right. That was The Gala, U.S., with a song called Oh Abby off of Bad News. Before that, Mark Lind and The Unloved with Voices of Today off The Last Bastion. Nat Friedberg, Queen for a Day, Better Late Than Never. Nat was in and played a few songs for me a while back. Jeff Palmer, This One's Gonna Be Hot, off of Pulling Out All the Stops. And that concludes the top, my personal pick anyway, for my top 10 releases of the year. And by the way, everyone, a list is totally obviously subjective. So, and I just want to get this music out to people because I think there's a lot of talented musicians and groups and bands in the area. So hopefully everyone has a list and gets out and sees a lot of music. And they all have their own personal list of what they liked a lot this past year. I'm going to cap it off one more time, starting from the beginning. The Neighborhoods with Last Known Address, Avoid One Thing with Right Where You Left Me, Carissa Johnson, 100 Restless Thoughts, John Pohida International Airport with The Bad Pilot, Stubborn Hearts with Trixie, Brad Marino, Extra Credit, and as I said, you just heard Jeff Palmer Pulling Out All the Stops, Nat Friedberg, Better Late Than Never, Mark Lind and The Unloved with The Last Bastion, and The Gala US with Bad News. 841. This is another. These are some more stuff, some more releases that came out this past year. And this one here is, didn't make the list, but they're good stuff anyway. Obviously, I'm playing them, so I think so. This is the Mighty Mighty Bosstones.
We might not know where we are at, where we have been, where we are going, and it might not be worth it knowing. We're unequipped for the comprehension, how we tripped into this dimension. That about this, let me say, for the race, it's a wonderful day. What a wonderful day for the race. Everywhere it's taking place, I swear you'll hear one wasn't brought, but I'm talking about the human one. Is there a better understanding why it was we wound up landing where our feet are firmly planted? Not so firmly we were granted the permission and the clearance. Let there be no interference anyhow or either way. For the race, it's a wonderful day. What a wonderful day for the race. Everywhere it's taking place, I swear you'll hear one wasn't run, but I'm talking about the human one. What a wonderful day for the race. Every smile on every face, every day until it's done, I'm talking about the human one. Until it's done, I'm talking about the human one, the human one. What a wonderful day for the race.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
We'll be right back.
right, that was Nato Coles and the Blue Diamond Band, song called LP's Yard off of Flyover, Watts Flash of White Light, and the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones with Wonderful Day for the Race. Good thing I didn't include that in this year, because I looked up and that came out in 2018, not this year. We get a couple more left in us. 8:53. This did come out this year. This is Tom Baker. That was Tank Top by Starcrawler. Before that, Tom Baker, Cancel It, off of his Dirty Snakes release. All right, it's 8:57. I got one more in me. I'm going to play a band called The Von Trapps, who I'm expecting big things from this coming year, as in a official release. They've been following them for a while now. They're out of Salem, Mass. Great band. See you next week, and thanks for listening.